Kristen Liska with Nick from the National Pork Producers Council here. How are you doing today, Nick?
I'm very well, thank you.
Well, the National Pork Producers just released a press release about the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Can you talk to me a little bit about that?
Well, the TPP is the most important trade agreement, trade negotiation ever for our sector. We benefit from trade. The markets for pork outside the United States are growing significantly, and the way we get access to those markets is through trade agreements.
Awesome. So can you tell me about a little bit where National Pork Producers Council stands on this and what they're doing to help with the discussion of the TPP?
Well, as I said, the TPP is the single most important trade agreement out there, and unfortunately there are some speed bumps here with Japan. And the offer the Japanese are making on not only on pork, but on the other so-called sensitive products as labeled by the Japanese are utterly unacceptable. I know in talking with our colleagues over at rice and wheat, dairy and beef, they're extremely frustrated. They can't support a U.S.-Japan deal as it stands now based on the Japanese proposal. We're talking to members of Congress about this. They're very concerned, and our great hope is that we can turn the ship around here, working closely with both USTR and USDA on the matter. So our recent statement suggested that if Japan isn't forthcoming with a better offer on pork and on other agricultural products, that perhaps it's time for the U.S. and Japan to rethink Japan's participation in the TPP. The current Japanese offer is at odds with the vision laid out by the TPP ministers when the TPP was launched. It's a real problem. But we're hopeful that the Japanese can improve their offer and provide better access for us to the other ag products and put MPPC and pork producers in a position where we can wholeheartedly support the final TPP deal. That's what we want, that's where we're pushing the Japanese to go.
Is there anything that U.S. pork producers could do to help with this movement?
U.S. producers have been very helpful, and they need to keep weighing in with their members of Congress, reminding them that TPP is important, but and Japan is the centerpiece of TPP for the pork industry and for most of us in American agriculture, but we can't. We can't have TPP with Japan at any cost, and the price Japan is asking now is way too high. We don't get the access we need. It's really what they're offering now doesn't pass the red face test. So producers, frankly, can't allow the Japanese to steal their bacon. This is a huge, this is a legacy issue because it's not just about the U.S. being cheated out of billions and billions of dollars of food and ag sales to Japan. If we take this deal that Japan's offering rather than the deal we always get, which is elimination of tariffs and full and fettered market access. I mean, that's bad enough. I mean, this deal would cheat us out of billions and billions of U.S. food and ag sales and the associated tens and thousands of U.S. jobs. But it's worse. This is a legacy issue because, you know, the EU is going to take notice of it in the TTIP negotiations, for example. You know, query whether Vietnam and the other members in the TTIP, in the TPP, whether they're going to pull back on pork or other products because Japan, an advanced developed country, you know, would be getting from the U.S. a special deal, special treatment that would be unprecedented in any trade deal. And then even if TPP could stay together and it would be a TPP light deal, then the question becomes, well, what happens with TPP later when, you know, the Chinese come in, when the Philippines come in? Obviously, they're going to look at what the U.S. and Japan do on pork and other ag products and take notice of it, and that's going to set a precedent. It's going to become a baseline, if you will. And so, as important as Japan is, this is a bigger issue. It's a legacy issue, and our economists are telling us it's the single largest commercial issue ever for pork producers and really single most important trade issue ever for American agriculture. So we encourage producers to talk to their members of Congress and to tell them the current offer from Japan is unacceptable. Japan has one of two choices. Either they do what every other U.S. trading partner has done, and what the other TPP partner countries are prepared to do, which is fully open their economy, or they stand down and exit TPP and come back in the second later tranche of nations, like with the Philippines, for example, when the Japanese are ready to do what everybody else is willing to do. I mean, the U.S. TPP has been branded as a high-standard 21st century agreement. Now, if Japan gets its way, and if this current ag deal became part of a final TPP deal, there's no way you could say that. The Japanese are looking at exempting so many tariff lines from tariff elimination that, in fact, if you add up the number of tariff lines that were exempted from going to zero, from tariff elimination, in all 17 U.S. FTAs implemented since 2000, so 21st century agreements, Japan is asking for almost three times as many exemptions from going to zero as in all 17 of those U.S. FTAs combined. I mean, this is unprecedented. It's a radical departure from past U.S. trade policy and trade agreements. It opens Pandora's box. It opens the door to potentially leaving agriculture out of FTAs. It's bad, bad, bad. And we encourage producers to pick up the phone and call their member of Congress. And if they don't know the members, the number, just call the U.S. Capitol switchboard, ask to talk to the members' staff, and the message is very simple. We cannot tolerate special treatment for Japan. We cannot allow Japan, we cannot allow Japanese farmers to benefit at the expense of American farmers. We can't allow Japan to steal billions in food and ag sales from the U.S. We can't allow a precedent to stand that's going to be a legacy issue and impact us in every other FTA moving forward. We can't countenance it.